Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Speaking of big balls, Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, dropping by. Brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Call 816-363-4BEN. Get that plumbing inspection. There's no easy segue to Vern, so that's where that's the direction.
I'm just glad you took it. It was there.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know if you'd use it, and I appreciate you using it.
He's not the best in the business for any other reason there, Josh.
any other reason.
He knows how to get it in there. All right, so you know I've been on the trade Salvi bandwagon for the last couple of weeks or months or whatever it's been. Now he's got this injury.
It's only been weeks.
Has it only been weeks? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's going on with his thumb?
Well, 8 weeks is the hope from Mike Matheny that we'll see Salvador Perez back before the end of the season. I don't know how many Royals fans honestly care one way or the other. I think we're all kind of turning the page to 2023, and when you receive the news that it is possibly season ending for Salvador Perez, it just made the obvious even more clear that this is a team in need of a transition. I was in the clubhouse yesterday talking with Cam Gallagher. He's the guy that, you know, everyone points to as if you need to keep it light, if you need a joke, if you need someone to lighten the mood, Cam Gallagher's that guy. He pointed to the early season struggles, said that everyone started looking within in April, and the whole team atmosphere, the whole team theme kind of went out the window. Pointing to a tense clubhouse, and honestly, guys, I don't think that's gone away. I understand you don't want a clubhouse all jovial when you're one of the four worst teams in Major League Baseball, but I've never really been in a professional clubhouse as quiet, as tense from day one until here, game number 71. I've never really been in a clubhouse like this 2022 Kansas City Royal Clubhouse. And I'm talking with Whit Merrifield, and he admitted that this has been the toughest season of his career, not physically, but mentally. Told me it's not easy being on one of the worst baseball teams every single season. He had real hopes coming into the season, but obviously they've been dashed. And in talking with Whit, I got the sense that a change of scenery could breathe new life into the two-time All-Star. You know, having a real purpose when you stand up there at the plate. We're trying to win this game for the greater good to get us to October to win a World Series. I think you could see Whit Merrifield's numbers start to change for the better if and when he's moved prior to that August 2nd deadline. He said in years previous, once the team's out of it, you can begin to play for yourself and individual accolades and putting up numbers that you've always wanted to put up. He says, you know, that's not really doing it for me this season. And let's also be honest, and he acknowledged, I'm not playing as well as I need to. Me and Salvador Perez, I think, really hurt the team in April with our poor play. So if you got that kind of a mindset coming from Whit Merrifield, who's one of the two leaders in that clubhouse, one of the two most powerful voices in that clubhouse, he's the player rep. When that's the attitude from one of the pillars in the clubhouse, you can understand how there's quite a bit of tension inside that clubhouse. And I brought it up to Mike Matheny during the past few days, and brought up a comment that he made after that crazy game in Anaheim when Shohei Ohtani hit the pair of home runs. Matheny spoke after the game saying there was a voice in the dugout that said, keep punching and keep punching, and it kept the guys engaged. I followed up on that, and he said, yeah, that was a coach, wasn't a player. Mike Matheny described his team as a quiet bunch. Outside of Salvador Perez, there's not much chatter in that dugout either. Most of the chatter, most of the encouragement is coming from the coaching staff. So Cam Gallagher, Mike Matheny, both of them pointing to Salvador Perez as the one true, loud, encouraging voice in the clubhouse and in the dugout. And now when you remove that for 8 weeks, again, to me, it's just another obvious sign that let's get it started this week. Let's start the transition because the clubhouse is ready. The dugout is ready. It's time to not just turn the page to 2023, but it's time to make some big-time organizational shaking changes inside that clubhouse.
Well, Vern, there's so much that I want to follow up on from what you said there. Number one, let me just say this about Whit Merrifield. Whit will be traded and go on somewhere and play well, and everybody will go, how come Whit Merrifield's playing well?
He'll contribute to a winner.
And you just told us right there why Whit Merrifield is going to go on and play well, because this clubhouse is tense, and it's probably not a place a lot of guys want to be. To me, that screams manager problem.
I certainly wouldn't be able to fight that. I don't know what the only counter, and again, I'm not saying that I disagree with you, but just to present the other side.
Just take your normal workplace. If everybody's in their tense, a lot of it has to do with the way leadership is right now. If all of these guys are tense, then why are they walking on eggshells? Are they not comfortable? Is it a manager problem?
I don't believe so. Personally, I don't believe so. I think the tension, again, you start in April. Salvi and Whit Merrifield hit very poorly, and as Cam told me, everyone started to look within. Everyone tried to be the individual to break the team out of the funk before the season got away. They understood that the pitching staff wasn't going to be able to carry them. The offense needed to do it. The offense ultimately did not, and the season slipped away. Now, is there the type of talent in this rotation or in this lineup to where the players ever had the ability to make this a winning season? To me, the conversation about Mike Matheny, the coaching staff, and whether or not they wear a lion's share of the blame, it comes down to what kind of talent you believe is in this rotation and in this clubhouse. If you think this talent is much better than where they're at, fourth worst record in Major League Baseball, okay, then yeah, I think you could put that on the coaching staff. If you think the talent was overblown coming into the season, if you think they put too much on the plate of these young starting pitchers, well, then it's a mixture of a lot of people, but I think you would start with the front office. If this young starting pitching wasn't equipped to do what was asked of them, that's a reflection of the front office of this organization. Look, fourth worst record in Major League Baseball, there's no defending anyone. But it comes down to how much talent you truly believe is in this rotation, how much talent you truly believe Lynch, Singer, Bubich, Heasley, Hernandez, those young arms have.
Now, you said it's time to go and it's time to make changes, to make big changes. What would you start with? It sounds like three vocal guys would be a good start. Like, if there's only one voice that's got any juice and he's out for the remainder of the season, you have to start thinking about what you're looking for, right? In terms of that?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. I don't know if you need that voice, though. I think you might need to clear a path for Bobby Witt Jr. and MJ Melendez to feel more secure in their voice. A lot like Eric Hosmer, in my opinion, didn't really find his voice until James Shields left. I don't think Whit Merrifield really found his voice until Mike Moustakas left. The tenured champion that was there, it's there. I think Whit Merrifield's that guy right now. This is his clubhouse, of course, along with Salvador Perez. But I think instead of all of the eyes watching Whit Merrifield in the dugout, on the field, because these guys do, they watch everything that Whit does, the way that he goes about his business, the effort that he gives, the work that he puts in before games. If you remove a two-time All-Star in Whit Merrifield, yeah, there's certainly going to be a void of where do we look now. But there's nothing that I've learned about Bobby Witt that tells me he won't step into that spotlight. He won't be the follow me. I'm the first one out on the field. I'm the first one at the batting cages. So no, I don't necessarily think they need a voice. What they need is, much like Dayton Moore in this front office brought in Lorenzo Cain and Alcides Escobar to surround Gordo, Moose, and Haas, those are the kind of moves I think they need to bring. Now, easier said than done, but those kind of complementary players that go around Bobby and MJ and Daniel Lynch. Now maybe they become core pieces like Cain and Eske did, but all I'm looking for is young pitchers, outfielders, infielders, young, talented ball players to come in here and to play alongside Bobby and MJ for a majority of the next five seasons. It's about rebuilding this core around Bobby, around MJ, around Daniel Lynch. That's what I'm looking for. Guys that are going to be under team control for the next 4 to 5 seasons. So you can kind of rebuild a new nucleus at Kauffman Stadium.
Is there going to be a market, though? I mean, in recent years, Vern, with trades and the way that baseball's being run by all these Harvard guys and you know, number crunchers and whatnot, yeah. Are there going to be trade partners out there? Like, as much as we want to unload these guys, are there going to be enough trade partners out there that are willing to make moves, you know, by acquiring Andrew Benintendi and not caring that they gave up some minor league prospects that, you know, their minor league fans are, you know, cheering on or whatnot? You know, are they willing to do that?
Yeah, I believe so. Not only the extra playoff spot in both the American League and National League, now 12 teams making it to October, but there's also, desperation. Much like the Royals were desperate in 2015, it wasn't good enough to just make it to October. You had to win a World Series. There's, half a dozen to 10 teams right now in Major League Baseball that are win the World Series or bust. Now, to your point about the Harvard grads running these organizations, the return for a Whit Merrifield might not be as appetizing as some may wish, because he might be viewed as a part-time player, maybe not the leadoff hitter for a championship team. He might be hitting near the 7, 8, 9 spots in the lineup. But that's where I think J.J. Piccolo, Dade Moore need to get creative. If you compare Andrew Benintendi, who might be one of the 2, 3 best left-handed hitters going to be available this year at the deadline, if you can couple him with a Scott Barlow, who's been the most consistent, one of the most consistent relievers in baseball for the past 4 or 5 seasons, that to me should be able to bring back one of the top 50, one of the top 100 prospects in all of Major League Baseball. You bring that back, that goes right into the mix with Bobby and MJ and Daniel Lynch, and now we got something added to this core. Yeah, I think look around baseball, and guys, I know you follow it. So there's, 5, 6 teams that are out of it right now?
Yeah.
Everyone else can convince themselves that we're a player or two away. Even the team that's on the edge, on the fray of really being in the conversation, a team that just needs that little bit of help to get through these summer months, a guy like Brad Keller, you know he can – eat up innings, mm-hmm. and a lot like Whit Merrifield, I have to think that if Brad Keller gets that change of scenery, because keep in mind, he makes his big league debut game one in 2018, which was day one of the rebuild. All Brad Keller's known is losing. I think you put him on in a rotation that has a true number one and a solid number two. If he can serve as that Jeremy Guthrie type, where I'm just trying to bridge the gap to the bullpen and get you to September, maybe I move to the bullpen come October, but I can eat up some innings and help a ball club. I think the Royals have a lot of assets. Now, they all won't get moved. You're not going to move Benny and Witt and Barlow and Keller and Taylor and all. Sure, but you have enough to where you can honestly, I think you could get enough in return at the deadline that we could go into the offseason and the spin can begin about the excitement for 2023, because look at what Bobby did, look at what MJ did, and look at these new pieces we brought in.
Vern, kind of under the radar moves around baseball over the last couple of days. Number one, Pedro Grifol turning down the Florida State job. then the Minnesota pitching coach taking the same job with LSU and getting that SEC money. Two kind of college jobs that kind of popped with major league coaches attached to them, but Pedro turned down that FSU job. What does that say?
Yeah, I'm interested to track down Pedro, get his thoughts on that. He's always very open, very honest. You know, in my conversations with him going back to spring training, there was almost an acceptance that it wasn't going to happen at the big league level, that he wasn't going to get that managerial look at the big league level. By turning down Florida State, to me, that says that the winds are changing, that he might have a better chance of leaving this bench, mm-hmm. or you know, getting a new role on this bench moving forward. But I think it bodes well for Pedro Grifol's possible managerial future in Major League Baseball.
Deserves to be a manager, should be a manager, would be an great unbelievable guy. Manager, yeah. A great human being. Yep. He is a great baseball mind. He is bilingual, which is hugely beneficial in Major League Baseball right now. Any team that hires Pedro Grifol as their manager would be a smart, smart team to do so. I think he's going to be the next great manager in waiting. I think that highly of Pedro. And so I'm wishing him luck, man, in Major League Baseball. I'm like, he's got to get a managerial job.
Yeah, I would be very interested to see how things work. And Salvador Perez is a professional. But if Pedro Grifol was no longer on that Royals bench, I'd be interested to see the ripple effect with Salvador Perez, because mm-hmm. you know, Pedro Grifol has basically become the father figure for Salvador Perez and has been for some years. I mean, it's one of the main reasons why he's blossomed so much in Kansas City. That relationship yep. with Salvador Perez, the one that he's built with others inside that clubhouse, that's
more
than just a baseball bond.
Yeah, no, yes. He's a great yep. relationship builder, and him and Salvi are tied together at the hip in the offseason. Yep. They work together, and you're right, Vern. It's not just Salvi that he's got that relationship with, but that's what you want in a leader. That's what you want in a manager or a head coach, is somebody who's going to build those relationships and be a relationship builder, and maybe, you know, you remove some of the tenseness that you led off the conversation with today.
And, I mean, there's a reason why he's been here since, 2013, right? He was the guy that took over for George Brett as mm-hmm. hitting coach
right.
Going into the 2014 season. So to survive in any profession through multiple bosses, multiple managers, multiple owners speaks pretty highly of what Pedro Grifol's bringing.
Vern, thanks for overcoming the awful segue to start. You're a true pro.
That was great. That was great. I thought you were talking about my high school baseball coach, though, to be quite honest. Those things were always popping out.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
We'll save that one for another day. Josh Vern, you're our Royals Insider, brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, 816-363-4BEN. Get that plumbing inspection done today. Josh Allen is still haunted, and I love it. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.